answer Ali's question, clearly I wouldn't want to divulge to the rest of the room what we're going to do at Sky. So, no, I think there are a huge number of stories, as Robert pointed out earlier, which are being left uncovered in Afghanistan, whether they're embedded or not embedded, or to do with the conflict or to do with the country, and also more so. And I think this is where the media needs to change. Is the media traditionally, historically, although it has changed over the years, has had a defence correspondent, and that the brief has historically been quite a narrow one, and gradually it's got wider and wider because of the nature of the conflicts that the defence correspondent or media covers and the nature of conflicts that we have. And that means that defence has to include reference to the economy, to regional security, to politics, to development, and therefore it's a much wider subject than it used to be. And for that reason, I think it's really important, if we're going to cover Afghanistan over the next 18 months, is to have it covered, disembedded with the US, with the UK, with whichever forces are doing, but also, more than anything, with the Afghans, looking at where Afghanistan's going, regional security is going, what Pakistan's doing with it, what impact is it going to have on the countries around it, what impact is it going to have on its economy when thousands of troops leave the country. So a much, much broader picture, not just the idea that it's some NATO campaign which is moving on to a different NATO campaign. It's a much, much broader issue than that, and I think that's where the coverage needs to go.